The number of Chinese university students graduating in the field of computer science is now at about 300,000 per year. This enormous talent pool is one of the reasons behind the boom in China's IT industry in the last few years. Tomorrow on Voices from Motherlands, I'll be speaking with Cyril Elfinger, author of Source Code China and CEO of the Beijing-based outsource provider IT United. That's tomorrow on Voices from Motherlands.
Welcome back. Time now for a look at some of the stories making news in China's newspapers. Recent literacy works about young people have triggered discussions about the post-80s generation, or those who were born in the 1980s, and also China's first generation of only children. The China Youth Daily quotes the writer Shu Kang as saying that the post-80s generation cares more about themselves and less about cooperating. He says they always struggle to realise their own value as they were born and raised in a melting pot of money and cultures, which has made it possible for them to live the way they like. Some scholars say that on the one hand, the post-80s generation is more independent and flexible, and they can rely on themselves to survive and live a good life. In addition, they have easy access to information and opportunities, so they have a stronger will for socialising, earning money, and enjoying a modern lifestyle. The paper also says that no matter how the post-80s generation lives and acts, they have the right to insist in what they believe in, but they're being encouraged to change because cooperation, contributing, and even sacrifice are essential qualities, it says, for every young person. Has established the capital's first temporary shelter for abandoned or lost animals. The animals will be immunised and then sent to a permanent shelter. The Beijing Times reports that the measure could cut down on the number of sick or lost animals wandering the streets and reduce the risk of the public contracting diseases. The temporary shelter will provide accommodation that suits each animal and other facilities to keep them safe and healthy. It's estimated the shelter can house 30 animals a day. The paper said that such shelters will be gradually established in every Beijing district, eventually covering the whole city, as part of a mechanism to provide better services and care for animals. Experts suggest that the next step should be encouraging communities and ordinary people to support such services and bring animals to the attention of authorised shelters whenever necessary. The Shanghai mainland stock markets have closed up on Wednesday, reversing 2 days of declines. The benchmark Shanghai Composite Index gained 2% to finish at 4,942, while the Shenzhen Stock Index climbed 1.9% to end at 16,387. And Japanese stocks extended losses for the sixth day. The benchmark Nikkei 225 ended the session down 1.2% to 15,031, while the broader topics fell 0.9% to 1,457. And Australian shares have closed slightly lower. The S&P ASX 200 finished down 0.3% to 6,216, while the All Ordinaries ended 0.2% down to 6,281. And now for the weather. Beijing should be clear overnight, falling to minus 5. Tomorrow, sunny, a top of 7. Shanghai, cloudy, an overnight low of 8. Light rain tomorrow, a high of 15. Elsewhere around the world, New York, cloudy 4. Toronto, cloudy minus 2. Cloudy also in Perth, 23. Showers for Sydney, 25. Cloudy in Wellington, 19. Cloudy also in Bangkok, 34. Showers for Jakarta, 32. Showers also for Cairo, 20. Johannesburg should be cloudy, 27. And finally, Nairobi can expect a cloudy day, a top of 26. Before we go, we'll recap this hour's top stories. China sets up a national oil reserve system. Shanghai unveils the mascot for the 2010 World Expo. A train derails in southern Pakistan, killing at least 50 people. And the United Nations Security Council unanimously votes to extend the US-led multinational force in Iraq for a year. That's all in this edition of CRI News and Reports. For program producer Zhao Yang, audio editor Wang Li, and the rest of the CRI team, I'm Paris Lloyd in Beijing. Goodbye.
Welcome to this week's In the Spotlight on China Radio International. I'm your host, Xiaohua. Coming up in the show, we'll take a look at a crossover trend that's been hitting the stage lately. World-renowned tenor Warren Mok will join us to discuss his coming crossover concert. And lastly, we'll savor some pop songs that have been infused with other musical styles. Stay tuned.
getting close to the end of the year, which is a golden time for theater goers. Concerts, dramas, and musicals have lined up to hit the stage in big cities around China. Some of them, however, are planning to appear in a different way by mingling something alien in their original style. This experimental approach has a name, crossover. As our reporter Li Peichun found out, crossover is one of the most significant trends in music today, but not all of them are successful.
On Christmas Eve in Beijing, the concert to be staged at the Great Hall of the People is a crossover show. American Chinese opera tenor Warren Mok and the domestic girls band Gu Dian Shi Shang will interpret a number of pop hits in addition to operatic repertoire. Zhong Zonghao is the music director of the concert.
We are trying to add some modern elements into the classical music, like electric music, as well as black music and jazz. We want to give a different feel to the classical pieces, which may sound a bit dull to young people.
Zhong Zonghao will play keyboard in the concert. He says this is the first time he engages in performing classical music.
The most difficult part is classical singing is not strictly confined by beats. They can prolong their last notes as long as possible, but modern music needs to regulate rhythm and beats. This is something both Warren and the band need to get accustomed to.
It might be something new to Zhong, but not to the world at large. Mozart and Beethoven embrace Turkish instruments and sounds in their music. Late opera tenor Luciano Pavarotti was famous for his cooperation with artists as varied as Ricky Martin, James Brown, and the Spice Girls. Lin Yu is a composer from the Capital Normal University. Crossover is a broad concept. To some extent, it is a combination of different styles. For instance, pop and classics. And another kind is the combination of different art forms. Easy access to the world's music through the television, compact discs, and the internet with computers makes it possible and desirable for listeners to seek more diversity. Musicians, too, are seeking greater diversity. The 12 Girls Band is a music group founded in 2001. It caught the public's attention by using traditional Chinese instruments to play both traditional Chinese and Western songs. The girls are classically trained, and their enthusiastic performances on stage raised eyebrows when they first debuted. Following that, a girls' percussion band called Red Poppy Ladies rocked the stage in Beijing. The trend, according to music critic Jing Guoren, is thanks to the impact of violin player Vanessa Mae. She made a big splash with a new style of fusion music that combines the violin with classical music and pop beats.
Vanessa Mae herself might not have realized that, but all of a sudden, everyone is following her.
These performances get mixed reviews. Jing Guoren describes it as crossing over the boundaries of music.
When talking about some new style of performance, I think the significance of music is backing off or even becoming lost. Objection if you consider them in the framework of entertainment, but if you put music in front of it, I don't think it's fair. There's a point to which musicians should try to embrace the idea of crossover. If you pass that limit, the music will be changed by nature.
Some musicians argue that they need to make innovations to attain a broader appeal, in so much that changing economic pressures are driving them to think more about marketing. Composer Lin Yu says musicians need to have solid techniques before they try to fuse different styles.
Some people didn't do it well. First, there is a professional standard to follow, from the composition, lighting, and choreography to the singing technique. Second is the artistic value. But a lot of people haven't done enough in this regard. They're simply hyping themselves up.
A successful example of embracing different music styles was showcased in July of this year when opera tenor Warren Mok teamed up with another opera singer Liao Changyong and pop singer Liu Huan to give a concert. Their interpretation of opera repertoires and pop songs was greatly hailed. Jin Duoren says,
they traded their roles at that concert. Liu Huan, for instance, is not an opera singer, but his way of singing opera is so beautiful, even more impressive than the professionals. They're doing quite well because they use something they're most familiar with to express their understanding towards music. The key is that any crossover attempt should be constructed to serve music's purposes.
Increasing crossover styles have gone beyond music circles. Director Lin Zhaohua of the Beijing People's Art Theatre recently put on a new drama which is adapted from Shakespeare's tragic play Coriolanus. The play is underscored by deafening live music by two leading bands on China's metal rock music scene, The Miserable Faith and Suffocated. Again, the new fusion aroused interest from the public.
Oh, I like music, and I think it works quite well with this particular show.
I think rock music is the first choice to represent the noisy citizen in this drama.
I'm 67. This is the first time for me sitting down to listen to rock music. It's a fantastic blending of rock music with drama.
The process of crossover still goes on. More and more people have acknowledged that crossover is an inevitable trend, as art has no boundaries. But Jin Duoren stresses that whatever the change might be, the artistic value should always be there.
Art cannot be equal to entertainment. Part of its function is to entertain the public, but that not all. Music and other forms of art have another mission, to help people achieve self-actualization.
Warren Mok is a world-renowned tenor who has played many leading roles at the Deutsche Oper Berlin since his European debut in 1978. In recent years, Mok has been active in embracing different musical styles. On Christmas Eve in Beijing, he is to give a crossover concert with a domestic girls' band. In addition to his opera repertoire, the tenor is to reinterpret some pop tunes and popular folk songs. Our reporter Wang Jing caught up with Warren Mok and talked about his understanding about crossover music.
This concert is called Romantic and Christmas Concert. The main reason I'm doing it is to sing a lot of crossover songs. Crossover is a term of a musical term between classical music and pop music. Make the bridge much, you know, the bridge much closer. Try to break a bridge, actually make it together. The concert will be held in the Great Hall of People in Beijing, one of the biggest halls in China and also very historical. I'm going to choose a lot of different songs. For example, the famous Italian opera, La Donna Mobile from Rigoletto, and Il Giovanestelle from Tosca, and many famous tunes for the Chinese audience who will know. So it's very light and cheerful program. I think normally people will go to see me because normally I'm an opera singer. To see me performing in Beijing, usually it's with a big orchestra on stage, singing lots of opera highlights, hits, Nessun Dorma, this kind of thing. Although I would do a song as well in this concert. but normally it's accompanied by a big orchestra with 70 people. I'm going to sing with a live band, you know, a band. I'm going to talk about guitar, drum, a keyboard, and the computer, and beautiful girls, like the classic fashion is called. They have electric violin, electric instruments. So it's very something different. It's different type of music, but it's called crossover.
What does the crossover mean? Just put all music genres together?
A crossover means classical music and modern music or pop music together, mixed together. You know, make the world cross. It's a different style of singing. You know, the classical music, like opera singer and a pop singer, we sing a totally different style, use different voice placement. And then when we sing together, we would try to use, you can say imitate, or you can say lighten up the voice. For me, I would definitely sing much less than I normally sing in opera. Make my voice style different. It's a style. And for them, for the pop singers, they can get a little closer to the classical side, use a little bit more voice rather than just the style. Usually pop music, it's you don't require much voice. You don't need to sing so loud like the opera singers because of the microphone right here. You learn how to use the microphone. That's a trick for being a pop singer. Totally different. We as an opera singer to be trained, we try to project the voice without microphone. Totally different concept. So when you sing together, then we don't have to use microphone. Otherwise, it's not balanced. If the pop singer uses the microphone, I don't use it, nobody can hear me. So that's all the crossover. We both use microphone. And use the microphone and then the music arrangement. You know, not typical classical music. We have some electronic music in it, computer music in it. That's called crossover.
Why do you choose to approach this crossover?
The main reason why I'm doing crossover is because that we should broaden the audience for classical music in China. Generally speaking, when I tell people that I'm an opera singer, I will perform opera somewhere in Beijing or Shanghai, and then people will say, opera, oh my God, it's in foreign languages, we don't understand, thank you, and we're not going to go. Even some friends, so close friends, they will say that. When you sing some Chinese songs, then we come. We can understand at least the languages. And so I think that it's one way to broaden the audience and to introduce classical music, not only opera, classical music, to the mass people. So give them a taste of what their kind of singing is like. For example, in this concert, I'm going to sing famous Chinese pop songs, The Moon Represents My Heart. Normally, the people will only know in Chinese, in the pop style. But I'm going to use my kind of voice, a trained bel canto's operatic voice. Of course, I'm going to lighten up my voice a little bit to sing it and with different style. So I've tried it before already. Actually, in July, I sang in a concert with Liu Huan and Liao Changyu in the Great Hall of People. People just went nuts. They loved it. And then many people called me and said, oh, it's great. You sing that kind of songs with that kind of style. See, the general public like it.
Yeah, but about it breaking the rules. I mean, sometimes it has two results. The first is successful, and the other is that you lose the edge of the original tune. What do you think about it?
I love breaking rules. That's my style. I don't follow rules for life. That's absolutely what I love to do. Because for my opera singing, I've been following a rule for 25 years. So now it's time to break some rules, you know? Some people may not like it, you know, they're breaking the traditional style. And that's matter of opinion. And of course, the really fundamentalist, the traditionalist, they said, no, opera should sing only with the big orchestra, nothing else. Granted, that's normal way, right, it's correct. But if you really want to broaden the audience, you know, otherwise the classical music lovers will get less and less and less. You know, they say, old music, what does the classical mean? It's old, you know. So I'm doing it. I'm not afraid of criticism. I expect to have that. After my concert on the 24th, I know one group of people will love it, the other group will hate it. Fine. At least I make you react. I get an opinion out of you. Rather than you say, I don't know. I don't feel anything. That's the worst reaction. But I think it's the right path. The only path to introduce classical music to more the general public. It's the only way. If you only do the traditional way, I think many people will turn their back. Audience will get less and less. And then classical music finally would die out.
Do you have any targeted audience?
I think in a normal situation, when you mention crossover, my target audience will be the people who normally don't go to see operas. Not the real opera lovers. You know, for them, they might think it's too cliche, they didn't want to go. They would prefer to hear me sing an opera. Even some of my friends say that. Oh, people use microphone? I'm not going to go. When you're singing in, you know, some other venues, like Poli Theater, without a microphone, then I'll come. I can accept that. It's okay. It's, you know, a matter of choice. But my purpose not to serve the whole bunch of people. It's just a little bunch. I want to serve the whole mass. I emphasize that many times. You know, music is for the people. Serve the people.
I heard that recently you've sung some song in Cantonese. What is that?
It's the aria called La Donna Mobile from a very famous opera, Rigoletto. Normally it's Italian. And now for my concert, I will do the one verse in Italian, the second verse in Cantonese. Why? Because I had sang the Cantonese version in Hong Kong about 10 years ago in a TV series, and people just went nuts. See, the same melody, but I sang in the local language in Hong Kong, it's Cantonese, and people loved it. That means music alone, without a language, there's no barrier. It's the melody. People love that. Now I'm going to sing a little bit demonstration of the Cantonese version of La Donna Mobile. Yim lai si gai yan, mui jin nei sam do yan, gai yan nei lai gan nei so doi ching yan. You know, it's very different. You know, the original is La Donna Mobile, qual prima vento, muta da cento e di pensiero. The Cantonese has the same, exactly, almost the same meaning as what it says, the same in Italian.
Musicians often take other music to their own web. Thus, we have crossover music. Our reporter Ning Yang will bring us some pop tunes infused with other music styles. Despite its popularity throughout the world, crossover music is yet to become a major trend in Mandopop arena. Most of the time, Chinese singers simply use it to make their productions more diversified. Jay Chou is skilled in combining different music elements. What you're listening to is 1,000 miles away from the most popular song. It comes from Jay Chou's album Steel Fantasy in 2006. Performed by Jay Chou and Fei Yu Ting, a popular ballad singer from Taiwan who has been in the music scene for over 30 years. In the song, Jay Chou's R&B singing and Fei Yu Ting's folk singing make a surprising match. By the fans of both. 1,000 miles away, this brand's the tragic love story during the war time. Enjoy. Chinese flavor, named One Night in Beijing. Composer and singer Chen Sheng included this song in his album Chen Sheng's Collections in 2002. The Beijing Opera part shows his longing for the old Beijing city. In his opinion, while Beijing is becoming more
ordinary. It's losing its original flavor. So he used picking opera and folk stories in the songs, indicating his disappointment and sadness. Singers too start to embrace pop song
tunes.
Liao Changyong's Red Bean is a particular kind. Liao Changyong is a baritone from the Chinese mainland. Known as the first baritone in Asia, he has profound accomplishments in bel canto singing. In his album Motion released in 2006, he tried some other styles, including folk, pop, in addition to bel canto. The original version of Red Beans is sung by megastar Fei Wong in a spoke for moving tone. However, the baritone Liao Changyong changed the song into a manly and powerful version, making it more solemn and noble. Is sung by Hong Kong singer Hacken Lee. It is called Every Little Happiness, collected in the album Hacken Lee's Auditoria 2 in 2006. The soundtrack is a combination of Chinese pop and jazz music. As a veteran singer, Hacken Lee incorporates his emotion into his singing and speaking the lyrics thoroughly. Now let's hear how Hacken Lee uses jazz to picture the happy memories of a couple. This week's In the Spotlight. Comments and suggestions are always welcome. You can log on to our website at www.crienglish.com to find out more about the program. Our email address is spotlight@crifm.com or drop us a snail mail at English Service, China Radio International, Beijing, China, postal code 10040. I'm your host, Xiao Fa. We'll see you at the same time next week.
I want to learn Chinese.
其实并不难, it can be fun.
欢乐汉语, Chinese Studio.
Welcome to Chinese Studio. 我是Raymond.
我是亚杰, we're here at the airport. Wow,
so windy.
Yep, that's right. We're about to board.
Well, before that, let's go over the keywords of the day. Keywords of the day. Check. 托运. I'm going to 2 bags. 我要托运两个包. Voyage. 一路平安. All in today's Chinese studio. Hey Raymond, you should put those guns away.
Yeah, you're right. I think these guns are illegal on airplanes. That means you should also put away your bomb.
It's not like I have a bomb, but I can say the word bomb as many times as I want. Bomb, 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 bomb.
Oh no. Don't let them take away your luggage. Make sure you have your kung fu grip on your bag.
Well, maybe we should just check it in. This is how you say, I'm going to check 2 bags in Chinese. 我要托运两个包.
我要托运两个包.
我, the third tone, which means I.
我.
要, the tone, which means me too.
要.
托运, the first tone and the fourth tone, means to check your luggage.
托运.
两, the third tone, which means two, and it's an informal way of saying two.
Ah, 两.
Mm-hmm. 个, the fourth tone, is the measure word for bag. 个. The first tone, which means bag.
包. So how do you say, I need to?
我要.
How about check in luggage?
托运.
And then two of something, or in this case, the luggage.
两个包.
Ah, so 包 is bag.
Exactly.
So how do you say two bags again?
两个包.
And then check in your luggage?
托运.
Let's put it all together and say, I need to check in 2 bags.
Or, I'm gonna check 2 bags. In Chinese, you can say, 我要托运两个包. 我要托运两个包.
我要托运两个包. What are you doing? Okay, you're crazy.
What?
You know, it's proven that making airplane noises doesn't help you learn languages. You have to say stuff like, let's go.
Okay, sounds good.
Well, since we're going, let's figure out how to say bon voyage in Chinese.
In this case, I guess you'd better say 一路平安.
一路平安.
Very good. 一路, the second tone and the fourth tone, which means all the way.
一路平安.
It's a pretty common expression, which means safe and sound.
平安.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that means bon voyage, or safe and sound all the way. So how do you say all the way again?
一路.
And then safe and sound?
平安.
All the way, safe and sound, or bon voyage.
In Chinese, you can say 一路平安. 一路平安.
一路平安. Well, that concludes our great Chinese studio.
Please take care of all your belongings and put your tray tables in an upright position.
How do you say bon voyage in Chinese?
It's pretty easy, huh? Send your answer to chinese@crifm.com. 明天见.
明天见.
CRI China Radio International. 您现在收听的是中国国际广播电台.
CRI News with Paris Lord. The Chinese finance minister says the revenues of the central and local governments grew by more than a third for the first 11 months compared to the same time last year. CS Yuren says the 4.82 trillion yuan, or $651 billion, collected is 9% higher than the annual budget. But he says revenue and spending patterns diverged at the central and local levels because central government revenue grew faster and local government spending expanded more rapidly. Xie says the higher revenue is due to the rapid stable growth of the economy and better collection practices. He adds China will next year narrow its fiscal deficit and cut the volume of treasury bonds issued for long-term construction projects. China's top economic planner says the country's filled the first of four bases a day after announcing the creation of a National Oil Reserve Centre. The National Development and Reform Commission says the base is in Zhenhai, in the eastern province of Zhejiang, and has a capacity of 5.2 million cubic metres. China's largest oil refiner, Sinopec, built the base and it has met standards after a one-year trial. The commission adds the completion and use of the base marks a milestone for the country's oil reserve system, which will contain enough supplies for a month of oil imports. About 100 Indian soldiers have arrived in China for the first joint training program between the militaries of the two countries. Some 100 members of the People's Liberation Army will also participate in the activities in the southwestern province of Yunnan. China's Defence Ministry says the training's named Hand in Hand 2007 and will last for 9 days. A ministry spokesman adds the purpose is to practice ways to deter separatism, terrorism and extremism, and also deepen ties with India. The presidential election in South Korea has been won by Lee Myung-bak of the conservative main opposition Grand National Party. Reports say Lee won at least 45% of the vote in a field of 10 candidates. His closest rivals have conceded defeat, while outgoing President No Myul-hyun says he wishes Lee well. A statement from President No's office says the election was conducted fairly and adds his government will faithfully try to hand over to the administration of the next president. Lee will become South Korea's 17th president and takes office in February. The military in the Philippines says 8 people, including 2 government soldiers, have died in battle with rebel groups in the south of the country. A military commander says 6 members of the Abu Sayyaf group died in the fighting in Basilan province. Authorities also say the Abu Sayyaf group was reinforced in the battle by members of the Moro Islamic Liberation Front, which is involved in peace talks with the Filipino government. The front signed a peace treaty in 2001, but has been involved in sporadic fighting since. An Israeli official says the country would consider mediation with Hamas if it leads to the end of rocket attacks from the Gaza Strip. Transport Minister Shaul Mofaz has told Army Radio that mediation is something the country can think about, but he stresses Israeli jets will only stop their airstrikes on Palestinians once shells stop landing in Israel. At least a dozen Palestinian militants have died in the airstrikes on the West Bank and Gaza Strip. On Tuesday, the leader of Hamas, Ismail Haniyeh, said he's prepared to negotiate with Israel to end the attacks and airstrikes. In Pakistan, more than 50 people have been killed and 120 injured following a train crash in the south of the country. An express train was packed with holidaymakers when it derailed while travelling to the eastern border city of Lahore from the southern port city of Karachi. The Australian Foreign Minister says his country will use customs ships and aircraft to monitor Japanese whaling vessels in Antarctic waters. Stephen Smith says an icebreaker will trail Japanese boats which are heading south to hunt at least 50 humpback whales.